This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
. 7:16 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And we spent our 6 o'clock hour really talking about issues of justice and the courts and how I guess in some ways things aren't moving the way we would want or the way we would wish. So on the flip side of that, we also have good news from the courts because undocumented migrant workers in Malaysia now finally have legal means to redress against claimed exploitation.
So this comes after a landmark ruling from a high court on Monday. An undocumented domestic worker has been given the right to pursue her claim for unpaid wages. She wasn't paid for nearly 5 years and she is owed about 30,000 in unpaid wages. The case was earlier dismissed by labour authorities here because she didn't have a work permit.
Glorine Das, the executive director of Tenaga Rita, welcomed the move and said that this sets a precedent for all undocumented workers who have been exploited in trafficked and forced labour situations.
Yeah, this is not the first time we've heard a story like this, although I think it is the first time that we're hearing that there is room to actually get that money back. And I think whenever we talk about labour, especially foreign labour, migrant labour, and some of the unfairness, some of the situations in which they find themselves, I think I have a tendency to feel very hopeless, to be honest. Whenever I read those stories and I put myself in those shoes, I think, what would I do? What would I do if I were in a foreign country trying to understand a foreign legal system? I'm not sure what my avenues are. My bosses are clearly not the ones who are going to help me. You know, the community that I have may be equally as oppressed, you know, equally without information. And to hear that there is now an avenue is just tremendous.
In a lot of cases, they are exploited simply because they left their country to work in other nations out of necessity and not out of choice. If it was out of choice, they would be able to have more information about what they're doing, might not even be getting into contracts that are unfair to them, getting into debt, for example. So there is, thankfully, this next step has given them more legal avenues for them to pursue problems where they may have not been able to address previously.
And yeah, having this precedent is really good because now that foreign workers know that they have a legal avenue to pursue whatever exploitation they go through, hopefully this will result in employers who may think of being exploitative, makes them think twice before doing such things.
I'm also hoping that this is eventually going to lead to something more systemic, right? As opposed to just every time there is inequality, you fight anew, right? Because the whole point is that if the system perhaps were better, if the system were better ordered, then we would need this less. But I mean, let's take our wins one at a time. So we're crossing over now to VK Raj Vijay, who is the lawyer representing the domestic worker who's gone unnamed in this case. Raj, thank you so much for joining us on the program. First off, could you tell us how this particular domestic worker was denied 5 years' wages? How did that happen?
Yes, from what I understand, from after having spoken to the complainant herself personally, I came to understand that she was employed with this employer for about 5 years, and she was given a place to stay and given food and promised wages, but she was not paid wages except for, I believe, two instances in different points in time where the employer helped her send some money back. Not the entire wages, of course, very small amounts were sent back home in Indonesia. So how and why she didn't ask and insist for the money to be paid or banked into her account, I wouldn't know. Those I need to investigate before we go with a case to the labor court again. But that's how the outstanding payments arose. She never asked for it. They may have promised, but except for those two occasions, she was not paid anything.
Your client reached out to Tenaga Rita to help retrieve her wages. Talk to us about that process and how it culminated in this latest High Court decision.
Well, with the complainant, with the help of Tenaga Rita, has lodged a claim in the Labour Court for unpaid wages for all those long 5 years. Now, whether such a complainant succeeds will very much depend on evidence before the Labour Court. What happened in this case was that the case did not get started because, according to the labor officer, because she was an undocumented worker, he had no jurisdiction. And that's where the matter ended in the labor court without even further investigation of the complaint. So the merits of the case has not been heard yet. The labor officer just said, I don't have jurisdiction to hear this case because she is undocumented and therefore an illegal immigrant. I have a problem with that, and I think the law has a problem with that, and I think the High Court heard us out and was in agreement. There are many ways to look at this. If I can give the example of a house that has, the house owner has built an illegal extension to the house without getting the permits from the local authorities and approvals, and then the house catches fire along with the extension. And it is not the duty of the fireman to stop and ask the house owner whether he has got the proper permits and approvals from the local authority before he puts out the fire. He cannot say, I'm not going to put out the fire just for the extension. That's illogical. So that, in the same way, the labor officer, in my opinion, cannot stop and say, because you are illegal, I cannot hear your employment-related matter, your complaint of unpaid wages. And I say this because there's a constitutional basis. Under Article 8, sub 1 of the Federal Constitution, all persons are equal before the law. And this particular part, Article 8, comes under what is called Part 2 of the Federal Constitution, which talks about fundamental liberties. Now, Article 8 talks about persons, not citizens. Other parts of the Constitution talks about citizens. But when you say persons, the highest courts of the land have interpreted the word persons to include non-citizens, whether documented or undocumented workers, in my opinion. And I think that saw the light of day with this latest High Court decision, that such a person, although undocumented, can have the right to stake a claim for unpaid wages. Whether she wins, of course, is a different issue.
What's the significance of this decision that will allow for her case to be fully heard? And how does it set a precedent for other cases?
Well, it sends home the message to all labour officers, I suppose, that you have to hear a case of a complaint of unpaid wages, whether the complainant is a documented or undocumented worker. You cannot stop short and question the immigration status of the person. That question is for another authority and not for the labor court. The labor court's primary and only issue, I would say, is only to hear whether the complaint is valid or invalid. So that's the message that goes out. Now, the law is very clear that when a public authority is given an enabling power, in this case, the power to enable the officer to hear the case, then he has no choice but to perform it as a duty that is compellable by law. He has no discretion to say, I can or I cannot hear it. So that's made very clear now.
And we were talking about this a little bit earlier, but how much does being an undocumented worker actually affect an individual's access to certain rights, such as seeking recourse from the legal system?
I would think that there is no, what you call, impediments at all, whether you're documented or undocumented. As long as you're doing work, you have the right to be paid for it and paid proper wages. Of course, the fear factor plays or raises his ugly head in this context, because a lot of people fear that because they're undocumented, that they do not go forward and stake their claims. Now, there is a saying that external forces are only as strong as internal weaknesses. So that can be interpreted in many ways. But as long as you're doing honest work, you should be paid honest wages.
Right. And is there a risk that your client's undocumented status could be used against her as the case proceeds?
As far as the labor court is concerned, there is not an issue at all. I think that's been made very clear by the High Court decision 2 days ago. But because she's here illegally, or rather doesn't have proper work or travel papers, now she has to apply to the immigration authorities to be here because she's got a case in the labor court. And that can be handled because there are provisions under the Immigration Act which says that you are not supposed to be in Malaysia or this country without valid reason. So because she's got a case, I would think that she's got a valid reason. I remember arguing such a point many years ago, another Tenaganita case, at least about almost 20 years ago, in a magistrate's court, where a person was caught for being employed in a car wash after having been dismissed from a furniture factory. He was a Pakistani national, if I can remember. But because he had a claim in the labor court, for unpaid wages from the furniture factory, I had presented an argument that he needs to be released because you create a problem socially when you don't employ people like this. And these are the people very probably, if you don't employ them by any means, are going to cause social problems like snatch thefts, accosting in public, in the dark, and what have you. So whilst the country welcomes, whether knowingly or unknowingly, workers who are documented or undocumented, and if they don't have the right to stake a claim, if there's a proper claim, then you will create social problems. And the magistrate heard me out and let him off. And he was released from being incarcerated. Of course, he had to get the special permit from the immigration on a monthly basis to come back until such time that his case was heard.
Mm-hmm. What can we expect for this current case as it moves forward?
Yes, as it moves forward, I think it'll be useful to have another discussion as to the findings of the Labour Court and how successful the complainant will be. The Labour Court can only decide on the evidence presented by both parties, the employer and the employee. Could be useful for a build-up for maybe even setting up new rules or regulations. Even under the Employment Act, to cater for such situations, you don't have to have a special act. If you have a special act, that's also another possibility, but I would think with the existing act, you can create rules governing undocumented workers.
Raj, thank you so much for speaking with us. That was VK Raj Vijay, the lawyer who is representing a domestic worker seeking legal recourse for 5 years of unpaid wages. And just very quickly to let you know what's coming up after the 7:30 news today, it is another installment of Watch Now on Skip Intro, where we take you through kind of the latest and greatest on Astro and On Demand. And today we're focusing on our favorite moments from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're each going to pick a couple. We would also like to hear from you. I'm sure you have loads. What have been your favourite moments across all the movies? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at SkipIntroMY. So do stay tuned for that. That's coming your way after this. It's the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.